You're with SBS Radio.
Friends, joining us on the line, the founder of Vasudeva Kriya Yoga is Sri Rajendra Yenkanamule. And I might lay my cards up front. He is my esteemed yoga teacher as well. So I've known him for many years, but that's hardly the reason why I'm speaking to him. The reason is that the International Day of Yoga is coming up again for the fourth time, as has been marked by the United Nations, and something very special is going to happen in Australia. So Rajendra, first of all, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you, Manpreet.
And please tell us what exactly is going to happen.
This year, as you mentioned, it's a very special event. And it was initiated by the United Nations in 2015, International Day of Yoga. It's the fourth International Day of Yoga. And for 4 years in a row, including this year, we have been invited by the Victorian Parliament to celebrate the yoga. But the reason for this discussion is beyond that one. We have been invited by the Federal Parliament in Canberra to celebrate the International Day of Yoga for the first time. This is the first time it has been held in the Federal Parliament, and I believe this is the first time in any parliaments across the world the International Day of Yoga being celebrated, including in Indian Parliament also, it has not been celebrated.
So this is going to be held within the premises of the Federal Parliament in Canberra, and you believe this has not happened anywhere else in the world?
That's right, yeah. I believe it's the first time. And it will be held in the main hall in the Parliament, Federal Parliament.
Not wanting to sound facetious or naughty, but do you think the parliamentarians really need to do the yoga?
I think yoga parliamentarians are like us, everyone. Yoga for everyone. It's not only for certain section of the community. Everyone, for including the parliamentarians and anyone.
No, given the heated discussions that often erupt within the Parliament House, I wonder if yoga and meditation is going to change the dynamic in any way.
I think it will help them in better to calm down and think differently, and I think it will be a great value for them as well.
More seriously, so what exactly is happening on the June 18th when you do hold this within the Parliament? Who all will be present? Who will partake of the activities?
And since it is being held for the first time, our Indian ambassador, Dr. Gondana, he has kindly agreed to participate along with his colleagues. Mm-hmm. And from Yoga Australia, there will be a representation from Yoga Australia, and members of federal parliaments also will be there. Mm-hmm. And this event has been initiated through the Federal Health Minister, Honorable Greg Hunt. He has initiated that one from his office, and I believe the health minister and some of his colleagues also will be attending.
That'll be fascinating that Australian parliamentarians will actually be attending this, perhaps for the first time being exposed to yoga in their lives. So how do you suggest that yoga is inculcated in anyone and everyone's daily life, even those people who have not been brought up in the tradition?
Yeah, yoga means the balance, inner poise. We have to be in balance within us. If there is an imbalance in the family, entire family dynamics gets upset. If the harmony, it's a balance is upset in the community, entire community's dynamics changes. There should be a balance. This balance part is yoga. Harmony should be there in the family, in the community, and in the world. Yoga means balance.
As you're well aware, and you yourself are a professional, it's not as if you live in an ashram in the hills somewhere. You yourself are a working professional. You have a 9-to-5 job. So how should people balance the need for a little bit of exercise, say yoga, with the need for our everyday activities, which are just increasing?
Maybe they can look at me as a role model for that case. As you rightly said, yoga is not exclusively for hermits or someone in the forest, in the day-to-day life, anyone can practice this one. Even 10 minutes of that one, sit down, reflect on your journey, how your journey is going. And many a times people say, it is as if I started my career yesterday, now I am retiring. Time slips very fast, and we get caught up in the daily chores, and without realizing our days are gone. And it's yoga gives a time for ourselves, reflect on our journey. How is this journey? Is this the purpose why I am come? And it helps us to reassess our journey, and it will give a new dimension to our life. We can lead a meaningful life.
That sounds a little more like meditation and turning inwards. But as for the physical exercises, is there a 10-minute routine that people can adopt? What would you recommend?
Yoga is a complete holistic for the body, mind, and for the soul. For the body, you need a good health. As you, I'll come back to your question, you need a good health, physically fit. Mentally, you have to be self-centered. You're calm within. And the soul, you are connecting yourself to everyone. You have to be able to connect yourself to others, and you're not living a life in isolation. And for the physical health, you need to strengthen your spinal column. And for example, in Australia, they say about 50% of the population have back-related problem. Strengthen your spinal column, strengthen your lower back. Doing yoga, it helps in rejuvenating more than 600 muscles and tissues. When you start rejuvenating, you start tapping into the deeper energy within.
Perhaps we'll have to get you into the studio and tell people, especially a lot of us tend to do desk jobs. We've got a computer that we stare into almost the whole day. Or even people who work, some of them could be doing very, very physical work, lots of lifting and things like that. So I think it'll be a great idea if we can get you into the studio and demonstrate. But going one step further, if I can ask you a little bit more about the yoga being done at the Parliament House in Victoria for 3 years in running, and this will be the fourth year as well. How has that experience been? How have the parliamentarians over there reacted to it?
First one, it was done in conjunction with the Indian Consulate. And for the second year and the third year, it's about 3-4 parliamentarians were there. And it was not a great response from the parliamentarians. And this year, after attending that one, John Pizzetto, Shadow Attorney General, he himself booked the hall for the 21st of June. And he reckoned after the event, every parliamentarian should attend. And he said he will be campaigning this one amongst his colleagues. And we are hoping to have more attendance this year.
What did you hear from the parliamentarians themselves, the few that did attend? What was their experience, and did they come back, the ones that came on the first time?
It's a comeback that John Pizzetto, he's the third year in a row. He has, he found it very beneficial, and that's why, without asking, he himself, soon after the event last year, he booked that one. I'm booking for next year, 21st of June. Had he not found any benefit out of that one, he would not have taken this initiative.
That sounds fantastic. I think this is a brilliant way of taking a very ancient science and art to the world at large. And I think you must be congratulated for what you have done. I have personally seen how much seva that you put in. You do it out of a sense of duty that you want to share this knowledge with everybody. And I think that's very heartening to see. Finally, in closing, is there a message that you'd like to share with SBS listeners for the International Day of Yoga?
I would like to say healthcare over Medicare. Look after your health, and self-help is better than Medicare help. And whatever way possible, look after yourself. Your health is precious. Health is wealth. And when health has gone, and your wealth won't bring back your health. And pay attention to your health. And if you are healthy, your family is healthy. And if your family is healthy, your community is healthy. If your community is healthy, the nation is healthy, world is healthy. World health has to dawn from you. Take up this one.
Thank you so much for your time and those words of wisdom, Rajendra. I wish you the very best for holding the first ever International Day of Yoga celebration within the Federal Parliament in Canberra. And I sincerely hope lots of parliamentarians take the opportunity to be exposed to what you have to share with them. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you, all the listeners, and wish you very good health. Thank you. Namaste.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.